The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next hour, lots and lots of great information to support your good health. And joining me this morning, we have Mr. Al Foreman. No, we don't have Mr. Al Foreman. We do have my very special guest, and that is Shauna Wall, and she is the educator for New Chapter. So a little bit of maybe some crossed wires here this morning. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning, Janet. How are you?
I am doing great. I am doing so very, very nicely because I read about the polar vortex that has the nation in its grip, and some of the northern states are dealing not only with snow and ice, but significantly sub-zero temperatures. So tell me where you're calling from, Shauna.
Oh, I am calling from Vermont, and it is certainly cold today and very, very blustery. Yes, we're expected to have up to 50 mile per hour winds, and that could bring the temperature down to negative 35 even. So, yeah, feeling grateful that we are nice and toasty inside, but it is pretty brutal out there. Where else in the country is it so cold? I haven't actually watched the news in a little bit.
I just happened to see a little bit, and it was on a website that I go to for health news and research information and all kinds of information like that. And they were talking about how critically important it was for people to be aware of the weather, because they were projecting that indeed the temperatures may go as low as 30 below zero. And then when you're dealing with that, with the wind chill factor, and how they were connecting it to health had to do with there's changes in oxygenation in the air, and that bitter cold can trigger heart issues. And then they were talking about typically when people are shoveling snow and they're not accustomed to that level of physical activity, then sometimes that triggers heart problems. So they were urging people to dress properly, to be aware of what the weather conditions were going to be, and to be very, very cautious shoveling snow. So having spent my college years in Vermont, I do know that that snow starts and it does get bitter cold, but the Vermonters are ready for that cold weather and snow.
That is true. It is something that we plan for every year. And, you know, there's something about the first few snows of the season, too. I mean, if it's going to be cold, I'd much prefer to have it light and beautiful outside. And this frigidness is certainly certainly something that's a little above and beyond most people's comfort level, though.
I just did want to kind of wrap up something from yesterday's show before I get to our discussion today, Shauna. We had Neil Levin of Now Foods conversing with us yesterday, and he was bringing us up to date with some of the rules and regulations typically associated with what is able to be said and what may not be said with regard to supplement use. And one of the areas of discussion that I wished that we had been able to cover a little bit more in depth had to do with sodium ascorbate. And I believe that Neil Levin, in his position as educator and researcher, felt constrained that he was not able to talk about this particular aspect of sodium ascorbate. And what I'm talking about is an article that is available about research going on at the NIH. And so it is online, NIH.gov, and the research is available for people to read. I thought it was a critically important bit of information because it dealt with skin cancer and in particular melanoma, which is a very serious form of skin cancer. And the research shows that sodium ascorbate may play a role. So I'm discussing it correctly. It may play a role, according to this research, that sodium ascorbate would be able to induce melanoma cancer cell apoptosis. To me, that is earth-shattering information. Melanoma, a very serious form of skin cancer, that malignant cell can be stopped. Sodium ascorbate causes that melanoma cancer cell death, apoptosis. The cell can no longer continue to function, can no longer continue to exist. So that was the wrap-up with regard to sodium ascorbate that we talked about yesterday. And today, you can go into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and find free samples of the object of our discussion today with Shauna Wall of New Chapter. We're going to be talking about osteopenia, osteoporosis, as well as using the correct substances to minimize the potential for bone loss as we age. Certainly that's very, very important, but even in younger people, to maintain the best level of bone density possible. So, Shauna, once again, welcome to the show. I always enjoy speaking to you. You always give us such very, very good information. I'm going to just throw it out there that Bone Strength Take Care, that supplement formulation, has been the recipient of a number of different awards in 2013, 14, 15, and this year, 2016, many different types of awards. So I'm going to let you know that Mr. Al Foreman has joined us. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning, Janet. We had a little difficulty with our Comrec system hooking up here, but we're all set now. And I am with you at full strength listening to what Shauna and you are going to discuss about osteopenia and osteoporosis, a major illness in most people that are faced with it. But I find that all my years of experience in it really mainly affects women. And I want to know why.
Well, that's a fabulous place to start, and I will just bounce the ball right over to our expert from New Chapter, Shauna Wall.
Oh, thank you, Janet. So I think that there's a couple different reasons why women are hit more acutely with osteoporosis, and partly it is the fact that we have smaller bones to begin with, right? Men have much larger mineral stores in their skeleton than women do. So men do lose bone, and it does also increase with age. But because women have smaller frames to begin with, that is certainly one of the reasons that we're hit harder with osteoporosis. And there's also a direct relationship between the lack of estrogen after menopause and how that increases bone loss. After menopause, the bone resorption or that breakdown really outpaces the building of new bone. So, you know, early menopause or any prolonged periods in which hormone levels are low also cause a loss of bone mass. So those are two reasons. that women are hit a little harder. But, you know, in looking at some of the statistics, I do want to encourage men to pay attention to their bone strength as well. Right now, 2 million men in America, have dangerously thin bones, and about 80,000 men break hip each year. And shockingly, or maybe not, but men are actually more likely than women to die within a year after breaking a hip. And that's due to problems related to the break. So even though women are definitely have higher numbers of osteoporosis, we lose bone, it seems to actually be more dangerous for the men who do get very weak bones, because of some of the subsequent problems that could arise.
One of the most interesting things that I find in dealing with women who have osteoporosis and osteopenia, they eat very well. They have a good solid diet. They eat a lot of greens, a lot of fruits, all types of veggies. And for the most part, they really stay away from red meat. So how would you explain then how to prevent women from developing osteopenia or osteoporosis based upon how good they eat? Possibly because they may not exercise as much as men do, or may not be as active as men, which I find hard to believe. I think women who are housekeepers or mothers of children have a great deal more activity during the course of the day than a normal person who may be at work sitting behind a desk.
Yeah, I think it's also keeping up with that as we age. However, because you're right, in those motherhood years, you're running around and you're lifting children and you're doing all sorts of weight-bearing exercise that you may not even consider as such, but then, kids leave the home and, our lives can become more sedentary unless you put an exerted effort into exercise, and in particularly that weight-bearing exercise that is known to build bone health. So that's certainly part of it. And then diet, you're right. I mean, what do we know about diet? I mean, it's interesting because even people who eat very, very healthy, varied diet, vegetables, fruits, nuts, et cetera, that diet will supply on average about 500 to 700 milligrams of calcium a day. And that's just from the diet. But we know that what most health authorities recommend is between 1,000 and 1,300 milligrams total of calcium. So that's where that need for supplementation really comes in, whether you're doing the weight-bearing exercise and getting out in the sun and getting your vitamin D levels or not. If you're not getting the right amount of minerals, which most people aren't, then the need for supplementation really does arise.
Well, I have a question, and maybe Janet can echo my feelings on this, I'm not sure, but if women are taking that much calcium, could that be an inducement why they're now facing more heart disease?
Well, I'm going to jump right in on that one, Al, because I have a very specific opinion with regard to what is the substance that is most prominent in plaque formation in people's blood vessels and coronary arteries. And from that point of view, yes, indeed, calcification of soft tissue in your blood vessels, kidneys, in your eyes, all of those vulnerable areas do run the risk of having calcium improperly deposited. And certainly as the conversation progresses with Shauna, she'll be enlightening us with the specific nutrient combinations that are so important with regard to preventing calcification of soft tissue. I do want to remind everyone that you come by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, and receive your free gift of a new chapter sample bottle of the Bone Strength Take Care formula that we're discussing today. It's time for us to take a break here on Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be right back with our special guest, Shauna Wall, and Mr. Al Foreman.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Pendut Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Good morning. This is Janet. Who is this?
This is Dorothy. Good morning, Janet. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, and I'd love for you to introduce yourself to our Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour listeners.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dorothy. We welcome everybody to come in. You will be amazed at the prices and the stock in the store, the experienced help. Any information that you would love to have, there's always someone here very willing to help you.
Thanks so much. And to our listeners, you can find Dorothy as a cashier and very willing and able to help you. Thanks for talking with us, Dorothy.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a bright, beautiful day here in Margate, and we are located at 3105 North State Road 7. And as Janet had pointed out, please feel free to stop in today and pick up a free bottle of the new chapter, Bone Strength, Take Care. And before we get to the question for you to respond to, Janet, I have one question that I'd like to know what the meaning of says Slim Tabs on the label of the Bone Strength, Take Care. And maybe Shauna can give us some indication why it's on there.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. We really like for our customers to realize that these aren't your typical calcium tablets, because we're using a very dense form of minerals from lithothamnion, which is actually a red sea algae. This is, you know, one of the most nutrient dense forms of calcium that there is, and so the tablets are able to be very small. You still get the required amount of supplemental calcium, but you don't have to choke down these, you know, huge chalky horse pills. So a lot of people really like that about the product. They're very easy to take. They're, you know, lightly coated, and they're small. It's a, you know, three a day that you can take at any time. And so, yeah, a lot of people really like that about the products. We decide to call it out on the label.
Well, thank you for clearing that up. Mm-hmm. Janet, let me hear.
It's so fabulous for people to understand the difference in absorption. So many women come and talk to me about, I can't swallow those horse pills, and when they're referring to the calcium supplement that they might have been suggested to take. And so they tell me, oh, well, I'm using a gummy. And I say, well, possibly that is not the best approach. You really do want to be staying away from sugar. So here you have the calcium, and you're changing your blood chemistry into an area that is not conducive for calcium absorption, to maximize that absorption, and certainly to drive the calcium into your long bones. The sugar may indeed change your chemistry so that the calcification of soft tissue may be more likely. So the use of the new chapter Bone Strength Take Care Slim Tabs, it's fabulous. And people can, as you mentioned, Al, come in and pick up a free bottle, a sample of the Bone Strength Take Care, and see how well made the formula is and how easy to swallow the formula is. Shauna, if you would, tell our listeners a little bit about what the difference would be in the form of calcium that is in the new chapter, Bone Strength Take Care, and typically what people might find, say, on their drugstore shelves as a calcium supplement.
Sure, happy to, Janet. So basically, what people are typically going to find the majority of calcium products that we find in the natural health industry is that if you turn the bottle around and look at the supplement facts panel, you're going to find a lot of calcium carbonate. That is also derived from limestone rock. And so at New Chapter, we really like to take kind of like a holistic, common sense approach to supplementation. And if we really think about it, humans have never sat down to a plate of limestone, right, and said, oh, yum, this is going to, you know, give me the nutrition I need. No, humans have always gotten our nutrients from food, including plants. And so New Chapter introduces a form of red marine algae called lithothamnion as our mineral source in Bone Strength Take Care. This lithothamnion is only found in a few locations in the world, including the pristine shores off the coast of Iceland. And it's a really fascinating life cycle where during about the span of about 5 years, these algae actually take in all the minerals from the seawater. And in doing so, they form this really unique multi-mineral content as part of their makeup. And this hard calcified structure, you know, it develops, it's broken off from the plant naturally and sort of drifts away from the live plant where it's harvested a couple times a year. And it's all done very sustainably, very purity, sustainability is all assured. But what you end up with is this really nutrient-dense form of minerals. And lithothamnion also, you know, besides being very rich in calcium, also contains magnesium, vanadium, boron, strontium, all of these minerals that make up the matrix of your bone. And so, you know, from both a common sense approach, right, that it makes sense to get our minerals from a plant versus a rock. Also, when we looked at a variety of, you know, factors that would indicate our choice in mineral matter, you know, when it came to potency, purity, sustainability, and science, lithothamnion was really impressive. There's over 31 different studies that have been tested on this mineral source and how it can improve human health, including bone health. So we're really excited to be able to offer it to our customers. And again, in those slim tabs that can make, you know, supplementing the calcium that you're not getting to your diet and make it not be such a chore.
Can you discuss also, Shauna, the other ingredients that you've included in Bone Strength?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we certainly consider Bone Strength Take Care almost more of a, I like to consider it a complete bone health protocol, if you will, in three easy-to-take tablets a day. Because beyond the lithothamnion source of minerals, you've also got vitamin D3, also known as that sunshine vitamin. And then you've got the vitamin K2 that is so essential. I think we're going to learn more and more about this nutrient going forward. Excuse me. K2 is absolutely essential to turn the calcium that you've absorbed into your bloodstream, to take that calcium and then pull it into the bone matrix. When Janet was talking earlier about the calcification of arteries, it happens for a couple different reasons. One is that people are over-supplementing, right? They're actually taking too much calcium a lot of the times. Your body doesn't know what to do with it, so it sticks it in your arteries, and you get calcification of the arteries or kidney stones or what have you. That's one reason. The other reason is that you need vitamin K2 to turn that calcium into osteocalcin, which is the correct form that your bones need in order to create new bone structure. And so without that K2, we kind of think of the K2 as like the traffic cop. Like it takes that calcium out of your bloodstream, puts it in your bones where you want it, keeps it out of your arteries where you don't. don't. And so the formulation is designed very specifically to have that vitamin D3 to help with the absorption of calcium. And then once you've got that calcium from a food source absorbed into your system, the K2 can then shuttle it out of the blood and into your skeleton, which is where we want it.
Well, Janet, when you see people, or women specifically, that come in with a diagnosis of osteopenia, and they have not reached the stage of osteoporosis, which you don't want them to, and I'm sure they don't want to reach that stage either, what are some of the cautionary things that you may discuss and some of the most important things they should be doing for themselves?
Well, for the people who come in to me, even if they've been diagnosed with osteoporosis, what I tell them is you need to understand the criteria for establishing a diagnosis of osteopenia and then the other criteria for diagnosing osteoporosis. So I suggest that the women come in to see me and bring their bone density scans. And so if they've had more than one bone density scan, bring that entire folder, because I'll review it with them. I'll review the T-score and the Z-score. I have a bit of a quarrel with the medical complex because the criteria for diagnosing osteopenia or osteoporosis is in the T-score. Now, that's the requirement according to the American Medical Association as well as the Florida Medical Association. And the T-score is comparing your bone density to a 25-year-old. You are going to have the most dense bones of your lifetime at the age of 25. So if the woman that I'm speaking to is 65, 70, 75, to compare her bone density with a 25-year-old, I do believe is setting that individual up really for a misdiagnosis. That's my viewpoint with regard to it. And what we will review is the T-score, and then in detail on their bone density report, they will see a Z-score. And the Z-score is going to give you the information of an age match comparison with regard to bone density. Then we're going to see very specific areas of your spine and of your right hip and your left hip. And certainly that comparison, that information, looking at the bone scan in detail, I would have a caution with regard to possibly using a prescription medication. And so the different types of prescription medications for maintaining bone density, in my opinion, should be reserved for people who are truly at an important impasse with regard to keeping their bones dense enough to support their bodies. So they need to do muscle work. They need to do exercise. They need to hydrate. They need to use the specific combination of ingredients that people are going to find in the new chapter, Bone Strength Take Care. So in addition to that, I might send them for a hormone blood test, so a hormone profile, because as Shauna mentioned earlier in the show, the changes in hormones seem to create more of a problem for women with regard to loss of bone density. So there's so many different areas to review. Certainly you want to make sure that their blood sugar chemistry is correct. You want to make sure that their red blood cell level is correct and not simply their serum magnesium. And I'm going off on a rant here about all the things that you have to cover in overseeing the tests that point toward osteopenia and osteoporosis, and we need to take a break. You are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Joining us, Mr. Al Foreman from the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, and our very special guest, Shauna Wall, and she is the educator for New Chapter, and we'll be right back after these messages. Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. I would like to introduce you to Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. You know, I've been helping people with their nutritional choices for about 30 years, and I have to thank Mr. Al Foreman and Save a Lot for letting me do this now and to save them a great deal of money.
Okay, so saving money and guiding customers to the right supplements, that's your specialty?
Absolutely. I love helping people, and I get such a thrill when people come back to me and tell me that I actually changed their life sometimes. You know, this is a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
I'm so glad that you had this opportunity to share your responsibility at Save a Lot Nutrition Center with our customers. Thanks so much, Tom.
Very welcome.
The knowledgeable team at Save a Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available 6 days a week at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And it was great hearing your conversation with Dorothy and Tom. They're great people. They're here to help people improve themselves. And it's just a pleasure to have sincere, hardworking, and dedicated people to good health working under the same environment. So I thank them, and I thank the rest of the staff that's here that's helping make that come true for me. Janet, let's go back to what you were talking about with respect to when a woman comes in to see you. And you said the majority come in with the score, a T-score, or another score as it relates to a much younger person. And how can the medical profession still get away with that?
Okay, so when I see those scores and I see the diagnosis, I see the letter that is the written report for the patient from her doctor, I say, I believe the doctor may have been educated with regard to bone density screening and pharmaceuticals by a pharmaceutical company, not necessarily from a truly comprehensive viewpoint. They're not necessarily going to differentiate between calcium carbonate and readily available food source calcium. They're not going to differentiate between serum magnesium levels in a blood test and the importance of testing red blood cell magnesium levels. They have, over the past number of years, raised the serum calcium reference range from 10. It moved to 10.2, and it currently stands from most labs at 10.4. When you have 10.4 level of calcium in your serum blood, that level of calcium is very high, and unless you have balancing amounts of magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin K, you run a very significant risk of having the calcium deposit in soft tissue. So there's so many details, and the doctors are not focusing on them. Rather, they are focusing on hormone-based pharmaceuticals that are fraught with a whole host of side effects.
Which would be what products that people may have seen on TV?
And I refer people to a website, drugs.com, any WebMD would have some information, and then a pharmaceutical evaluation that you can find on the internet. And so these different medications, I'm thinking of Fosamax, Boniva, any of the alendronate family of drugs, the information with regard to side effects is available on drugs.com, and certainly when you pick up a prescription at your pharmacy, you will be given a list of possible side effects. And very often, users of pharmaceuticals don't necessarily review that information that's given to them from the pharmacy, but it is very important because you have to evaluate the risk-benefit situation. That's something I talk to people about all the time.
And there are risks when you take those pharmaceuticals. No question about it.
Well, for sure there are very significant risks, and unfortunately not 100% success rate moving toward the benefit. So it's critically important to evaluate the risk benefit.
But when you listen to the commercials or watch them on TV, they lead you to believe that these are God sent to help people with osteoporosis and help them feel better. But yet they really make a little case for the side effects. They say them so quickly and so fast, you really don't have a chance to listen or understand what they're saying.
That's why it's so important, in my view, to do a little bit of research. One of the websites that I highly recommend to people is drugs.com. Very easy to navigate, very easy to use. And then pharmaceutical guides that are available online and in print.
Well, Shauna has been kind enough to discuss the benefits of Bone Strength Take Care and the fact that it's a slim tab, makes it easy to swallow, and it breaks down in the body much quicker than a normal big calcium tablet or capsule would. What are some of the supporting supplements, Shauna, that you would advise women or men that have been diagnosed with osteopenia or osteoporosis to take in addition to these Bone Strength Take Care?
That's another great question, and something that I'm not sure I brought up when we talked earlier about what some of those causes, may be, why women lose bone health so much. Like, what are those contributing factors as we age? And inflammation is certainly one factor that speeds up bone loss. We all become more inflamed the older we get. And, a little bit of inflammation is good because it really supports our immune system. It helps our tissues heal. It's all part of a balanced system that are these wonderful bodies that we have. However, as we age, inflammation naturally increases. And I think a lot of people may kind of mistake all inflammation as something you can feel, like, oh, if I have an achy knee or sore joints, that's clearly inflammation. And it's true, that's something that you can feel. But there's also inflammation that you can't feel. It's kind of like a slow burning fire that's just kind of constantly there. And that flame goes up as we get older, and it certainly contributes to our bone loss. And so what I would encourage people to do, if they really are actively looking to, you know, reverse bone loss and looking to support bone health and do it as in a natural way as possible, I would add Zyflamend into the mix as well. Zyflamend is an herbal product from New Chapter that has been studied extensively and shown to reduce inflammation in the body. And so the combination of Bone Strength Take Care and Zyflamend is really a wonderful protocol, because you're giving your bones the nutrition that they need to be strong, and then you're also giving your body the herbs and spices that it needs to dampen the inflammatory response and also provide antioxidants to help you age more successfully.
Well, those are really important. I know Zyflamend is a product I take myself, and I take 3 a day, and it really helps inflammation. No question about it. Are there any other products? I know I would, and I know Janet would recommend a good multivitamin and possibly some fish oils and possibly mm-hmm. some additional magnesium and possibly additional vitamin D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's really about compliance. I'm always hesitant to tell people too much, only because I don't want people to get discouraged or overwhelmed, thinking, oh, great, now I need to take 10 capsules a day of this and that. And, I mean, somewhat like I take like 23 capsules a day. I don't think twice about it, but I'm always surprised, you know, or I'm reminded, I'll say, when I go out and talk to customers where they're like, oh, geez, like how many a day do I have to take? And I want people to feel empowered, to take care of their health without overwhelming. But you're certainly correct. I mean, there's a variety. If someone's really wanting to address their health full steam and they're committed to taking products to do so, I mean, the list could be quite extensive, right? I mean, everyone should be on a good fish oil. Unless you're eating fish 3 times a week, you should be supplementing that. Magnesium, I mean, I've read reports recently that we're all deficient in magnesium, and, you know, that also leads to bone loss as well as heart problems, mood problems, insomnia, all these different things. So, you know, anytime you're taking a product to address one area of health, you're going to have what we like to call side benefits. You know, that's part of the wonder of taking natural health supplements. Instead of side effects, you get side benefits, which is so great. So, you know, a good whole food multivitamin as well. New Chapter has several. We have 1-a-days, 2-a-days, 3-a-days, and that's going to make sure that you're getting all of your nutrient levels met. If your diet slips from time to time, or, you know, even with the depleting health of our soils, it's not a bad idea to be on a multi on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, there's also, you know, alcohol use and medications can affect nutrient levels as well. So we're all such unique individuals. But, it, you know, your area down there is really fortunate to have Janet over at the store and have her so accessible to people and willing to chat and walk them through their different needs. And I would say there's really something for everyone.
Well, speaking about Janet, we only got a couple of minutes left, or actually less than a minute before the break starts. But maybe you can give our listeners a update on your hours for today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Happy to do that. And before I do that, I just want to say, when we come back from the break, one of the things that I'm going to discuss and converse with Shauna about has to do with medications that tend to interfere with maintaining bone density. So people can come and bring their bone density scans to me. They can bring their medications. They can bring a list of their supplements that they're using, and I can review all of that in my Crystal Palace office. And I am available Monday and Tuesday from 9 to 5. Wednesday and Thursday, I'm available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 1 to 7. So I will be available today from 1 o'clock this afternoon till 7 this evening. Tomorrow, I'm available even later from 4 to 8 in the evening. And then Saturday in the middle of the day from 12 to 5. So you can find me at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at all of those time frames. You can call 754-7000. 307-1655 if you haven't been able to jot down those time frames. I just want to remind everyone that on Friday and Saturday, we are going to be having a cell shield demonstration in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So you're going to find out about the importance of shielding your body and your brain, your nervous system, from the effects of cell phone radiation. On Saturday from 12 to 2, there will be a demonstration of Janet's best products. So come on in for a little free sample and a taste of Janna Juice. Very interesting information with regard to Janet's best products, in particular Janna Juice. Then mark this down. This is important information. Starting January 2nd for the entire month of January, January 2nd through 30th is the grand opening celebration of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Now you say, okay, well, you've been open a little bit. Yes, we have. But that was the soft opening. Let us work out a couple of kinks. Let us get everything running perfectly smoothly, and then we are going to bring you good time. So special grand opening celebration from January 2nd through January 30th. And right now, we need to take a break on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli with Al Foreman and our special guest, Shauna Wall. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
This is Tatiana.
Good morning, Tatiana. I would love to have you introduce yourself to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition customers.
Well, my name is Tatiana, and I am one of the cashiers here, and I do speak Spanish if anyone needs any help. And I'm also on the floor to help anyone also.
I know that you have been acclimating yourself to the inventory at Save-A-Lot. And so if a Spanish-speaking customer came to see you, how would you greet them?
Well, I would say, hola, ¿cómo estás? And, you know, show them what they're looking for pretty much. Ask them pretty much anything that they were needing.
Thank
you. If they're looking for beauty or my favorite brand, which is Alba.
And a little giggle there, too. So thanks so much for introducing yourself to our customers, Tatiana.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyonic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas, Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care, and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And our very special guest today, Shauna Hall from the New Chapter Company. And up in the Boca Raton WWNN studios is Janet Cimarelli. And I am sitting in Janet's palatial office here until her arrival, which will be here at 1 o'clock. She'll be here from 1 to 7 today. And I do want to just add one more date to that announcement that you made, Janet. We're going to go right through the end of January to the 31st.
Okay.
So we're going to take it from the 2nd to the 31st, and people will enjoy many spectacular events that will be taking place here the month of January. And if you're able to come by every day, that's great. If you want to come by once a week or twice a week, I think you'll be very, very well pleased with what you're going to find here on the entire month of January, every single day that we're open. And we are open from Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we are closed Sundays. So please keep that in mind. And Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you now so we can get some more great information.
Well, we talked a little bit about what might be causing this serious loss of bone density, this loss of bone density that has the potential to be corrected with new Chapters Bone Strength Take Care. And we know that hormones create a dysfunction with regard to being able to maintain bone strength. However, there's a whole host of medical approaches, prescription pharmaceuticals, as well as over-the-counter products that I'm thinking of that seriously interfere with our ability to maintain bone density. And what I'm talking about is the use of antacid products. When you have a very low acid content in your stomach, you not only open yourself up to a wide range of potential infectious disease, but you minimize the ability to utilize calcium. Shauna, what do you have to say with regard to that aspect of loss of bone density?
Well, I really liked what you said earlier, Janet, about weighing the risk and benefit. I think that everyone is unique and everyone's situation is different. And, you know, I'm really hesitant to have a one way is good and one way is bad. You know, I really encourage everyone to work very closely with their healthcare provider on weighing the balance of potential side effects from drugs and what they may be versus, you know, the benefit that may be leading to another system in the body. One word that I, like to familiarize people with is the word biphasic, which means that, you know, something can be really helpful to one system of the body, but slightly detrimental to another system of the body. So it's kind of doing good and harm at the same time, and you've got to weigh those benefits. So I'm not really an expert on what drugs may lead to bone loss and what they would be, but I do know that it's really important to look at some of those that long list of paper that you get that has potential side effects and really study that so that if there is something that you need to be on, educate yourself because maybe beyond calcium, maybe it depletes B vitamins, maybe it depletes, you know, something else or makes you more susceptible to something. But education is often our best, advocate.
One of the bits of a detail that I think might be important for people to know about New Chapter Bone Strength Take Care. Two of these details, it's non-GMO because I think that people might hear that it is an all food source and that they might have to be concerned with regard to where does that food come from? Do I need to be concerned that I'm exposing myself to genetically modified organisms and consequently some pesticides, herbicides? Do you want to talk about that for just a moment?
Absolutely. Yes, it's something that New Chapter is really proud of. Right now, all of the products that New Chapter offers are non-GMO. And we've gone so far as to obtain third-party verification on that through the non-GMO project. And that's really the seal that you want to look for when you're looking to avoid genetically modified ingredients in your food or your supplements, because they're a very stringent company that, you know, tests at-risk ingredients. They follow the supply chain all the way back to the very seed. So it's something New Chapter feels very passionate about. We were indeed the first company in the U.S. to actually have a non-GMO verification on our supplements. We are also the first company to be organic certified as well in the natural products industry. And so sourcing high quality ingredients, avoiding herbicides and pesticides and keeping your body as pure as possible is certainly something that we feel very strongly about. Especially, you know, supplements, whether it's a multivitamin or a calcium, these are products people are going to be putting in their body every single day. And so if they're not the cleanest, purest, product possible, we could really be doing harm. And so New Chapter takes that into account with every sourcing choice that we make.
That's so important, I think, for people to understand that if they look outside the supplement facts box and see the other ingredients, unfortunately, in many commercial formulas, they may see things like polyethylene glycol. They may see polysorbate 80. They may see artificial colors, dextrose, and different forms of sweeteners and sugars. So there's so many different things that you do not want to be putting into your body on a daily basis, as you mentioned, Shauna. And I do want to let everyone know that if you were to go to the website newchapter.com, you would find a little area of that website that says find a retailer near you, locate a retailer near you. And if you do that, you will find Save a Lot Nutrition Center featured very prominently. And with that Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store locator, you are going to be able to navigate with Google Maps. So you're going to be able to find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center location on the New Chapter website. And just one more tiny bit of information, because New Chapter Bone Strength Take Care is an all-food source supplement. You can take it on an empty stomach. I'm not necessarily recommending that, but it will not have any ingredients that will disturb or cause a digestive system a negative response. And the ingredients in the New Chapter Bone Strength Take Care are going to be delivered very gently over time. So there is a slow, steady release of the nutrients. As you would get nutrients released into your body, like a meal. So food source, non-GMO, slim tabs that are so easy to follow, multiple awards being given to the New Chapter Bone Strength Take Care, and even better, you can come into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, and receive your free bottle of New Chapter Bone Strength Take Care. So you'll be able to find how easy it is to swallow, how three tabs are all you need to support your bone density requirements.
And one more thing, Jen, I want to remind our listeners that up until Saturday, they can still buy gift certificates at 10% discount. So whatever denomination you're buying, whether it be $100 or $500 or $1,000, you're going to save 10% on every gift card that you buy from today until Saturday.
Fabulous, fabulous opportunity. And demos on Friday and Saturday, Cell Shield demos, Janet's Best Products 12 to 2 demo on Saturday. Lots of great information. Thanks so much to our special guest, Shauna Wall, and for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.